Riggs and Alley, rewind.
So if you were going more than 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, you get a ticket. Or if you blew through a red light, they take a picture, you get a ticket. I've gotten a red light ticket before. Not fun, very incriminating. I tried to get myself out of the ticket, but then there's me, clear as day, driving my car behind the wheel, smiling.
Yeah, you're not going to get away with that one, bro.
And then there was even video evidence of it afterwards.
Uh-oh.
Where there is the light going green, yellow, red, Riggs. Dude. That was a video. And I was like, God damn it.
No red lights. No red light cameras.
Damn. No, but it's a problem. Do you realize how many people have been like affected by hit and runs?
Yes.
And there was the mom that died.
Yes.
There have been so many incidences and so many very dangerous intersections that lawmakers were like, we need to have something to kind of deter this. And there would be like a warning pilot program so you would know that it was coming and they're not just going to spring it on people overnight. But it's kind of at a standstill right now.
Got a lot of distracted people. I mean, I don't think anybody's one to talk in this world.
Oh, hell no.
Got a lot of distracted people on the road. And I'm not just talking about their phones. I'm talking about life and phones and too much going on. We got a lot happening these days. It ain't a slow life anymore.
Nope.
We don't go home and sit there. Life keeps going. So people are super distracted. And if you can't see that on the road, I can.
Constantly,
all the time. By the way, what's your reaction when you drive next to somebody and you see them very blatantly looking, glaring at their cell phone? You're driving on the road with them and you see them. Because at that point, you know that they're not looking at the road. They're looking at their phone. But you're guilty of it because you know you've done it too.
If I'm side
by
side.
And if you say something to them, then you're distracting them even more. And you're distracting yourself because you're paying attention to them. What do you do?
I saw this driving home. What's today? Tuesday?
This
was
Friday.
Yeah. No, but I got side by side with somebody. I honked the horn at him for the first time ever.
You did?
Yes. Because that's BS. If I catch you doing it.
But you text and you freaking Facebook and Instagram
and
drive.
And if you catch me when I'm doing it on the road, you can beep at me
I'm
all you
don't
want.
Don't honk at somebody if you do the same
that's
thing,
what
bro.
I'm. That's what I was saying
you're
from the beginning.
Get it together.
That's why I don't do it.
I'm just trying to keep the road safe for myself.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
All right, so what a day yesterday was with the big D's in Hollywood. First of all, Harvey Weinstein. Let's start with the biggest one of all, because he by far takes the cake. He was convicted of rape, finally, and sexual assault yesterday against two women. He could be sent to prison for decades, and he better never get out with all the women he victimized. He is nothing more than a rich white man who abused his power, drugged women, raped them, and he can go. We're good here.
Amen. Did you see that he was rushed to the hospital for high blood pressure?
I went, screw you. It's a precautionary. I go, what a little bee, dude. He's being a little bee. I don't want to go to jail. You're going to take me to the hospital. Can you imagine?
I don't feel good.
I can't go to prison.
All the women that you drugged and then slept with and made them feel like they had to sleep with you to get a job.
Uh-huh.
How does it feel?
And the other one was? The other
Jussie Smollett. Still douchey, a little less, and we're not going to take it to that level, but he's a pretty big douche.
Different level of douche.
Uh-huh. Different level, a little lower. We'll take him down to an 8 if Harvey's
down
a 10.
To an 8.
So Jussie went into Chicago, into the courthouse in Chicago yesterday, and pled not guilty. He's got 6 new charges now for making false reports to police that he fabricated a hate crime. And I think what's important that you might not know about this is that the girl, the prosecutor who had let him off originally, Kim Fox or whatever, who we saw with like R. Kelly and all these different cases, she's not on the case anymore. So she stepped back because she got called on it for letting him off.
Yeah.
Somebody else stepped in and now we've got new charges.
Let's get some justice here.
It's going to show that the charges never should have been dropped if somebody walked in and reached.
So why do you still say you're not doing it? Just admit it. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth,
he's
Jussie.
He's so night and day.
He was released on $20,000 bond. He said, are you going to come back? Jussie said yes. Yeah.
You had me at Subway at 2 a.m. Nobody wants Subway at 2 a.m. Go away.
Hey,
man.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
All right.
Please, spill the beans.
I was just reading a text from my nanny about how Hudson's listening has gone out the window this week as I wasn't listening to you. That's why I giggled to myself. I'm like, oh, let me deal with my... Oh, wait, I'm not listening either.
Like,
jeez.
Mother
wonder where he learned it.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree there.
What a day. All right, so I'm having a hell of a day. I already spilled the Diet Coke all over my computer, my work bag, papers, my Chippendales tickets. However, let's look at the silver lining in my life.
Please,
okay, let's
glass half full.
Positive happened.
Please,
glass half full. I decided I found the luckiest gas station in the area.
Why is that?
And do you know why?
Because lucky in what sense?
Well, something really good happened to me there the other day, and then I realized it all comes together.
Hmm.
I was at the Speedway in New Berlin on Beloit and 43. Are you following? Do you remember when the guy won the lottery?
Yes, the Powerball, right?
Ah, so it's the lucky Speedway, I always say. But I had to swing in there because it's right by our work. The station's in Hale's Corners.
Yeah.
So I went over there to get like a soda, just a soda, because I wanted to leave and get out and get some fresh air last week for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I walk in. And the Diet Coke is out. It's like Allie's worst nightmare.
Where's this luck come into play here?
You just wait
there. Oh, okay, okay.
So I really wanted the Diet Coke because I just left to get a Diet Coke and I didn't want to. So
that's all Mama wants.
One of the women looked at me that works there, who I've talked to before, because I know she's a listener, because she asked me about my children one day, which means because she saw something on Facebook. So I went, oh, you're a listener. Cool. She goes, is the Diet Coke out? And she's getting ready to leave. Like, she has stuff in her hands. She's off her shift. And I'm like, yeah, but I can wait. And she's like, I'll fix it. Goes back, fixes it. I wait patiently because I'm just happy to be out for 30 minutes in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back. I make my Diet Coke. I walk up to the register. And the nice man behind the register says, it's free today because you waited. I'm like, well, this is the luckiest Speedway in America.
Bro.
And I went with it and I decided somebody won the lottery and I got a free, and not a little one, a big one.
Oh, the big mother.
The big mother of all mothers. And I was like, this is the luckiest gas station I've decided.
Bro.
I'm getting free soda. I mean, that happens all the time. Nobody gives me free soda when it runs out and
I
wait.
Right.
As they should in hindsight.
Well, and in hindsight, you're also Allie. And she knew that. So she was like, wait a minute.
Dude, though. So another dude, but he knows too, I'm sure. But the point was, I decided that I found the luckiest Speedway in a gas station
in
America.
Yes.
Somebody won millions there and I got a free Diet Coke.
I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that all you do is win.
No matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. The planning of that.
Well, I need a pump-up song
well
this
done.
Morning. Make my day better.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
What were you saying about Wisconsin homeowners, Gibbons?
So you two in the room are both homeowners, right?
Yep. Yes.
Would you guys say you're both happy as homeowners? Specifically as homeowners.
It's like happy in what sense?
What do you mean happy? It's a like, lot to take on by yourself to have a house. So
and there's different
that
stuff.
Alone is like.
Like I pay out the ass in taxes because I live in Franklin and it sucks, but I chose to live there, so I can't bitch about it.
Yeah.
Allie pays less, but you
I
may
pay
have
way less.
But you may have other complaints that I don't have.
Well, I have an older house, so things break or go wrong. Whereas Riggs has
I have
newer
a newer house.
Jesus Christ, you guys are killing the story here because a new study came out that said I'm trying to talk about how happy people are.
It's a lot to take care of. There are times I'm like, why don't I live in an apartment? I really think that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Me too.
Well, there was this new study out, right? They asked like 5,000 homeowners 120 questions, and they put all this into an algorithm. And it turns out, based on these answers, that Wisconsin homeowners are the second happiest in the country.
The country?
Mm. All 50 states, second happiest.
I want to see those questions. I want to know what they asked.
I want to know, too, because based on these questions, guess which state is happier, using air quotes, than us when it comes to homeowners?
Where?
Iowa. Exactly.
Iowa.
I don't know why.
It's cheaper to buy there.
I don't
maybe?
Have the list of these
are they
questions.
Living in a blissful land.
Right.
Of
they can buy more,
and
more fields, more corn, more rolling hills. I don't know.
But all that matters is we're number two. We're number two.
The chick I knew from Iowa did a lot of drugs, so she didn't seem that happy.
Right.
I'll
I'm
tell
just
you
saying.
What?
That's what you do in Iowa. That's what you do in Iowa.
That's my point. That's why they're so happy.
Drinking drugs. Jeez. Well,
no.
We're number two. Good for us.
You're damn right.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
That was awesome. For once, Gibbons was the one who didn't know what was going on in here, because normally it's me or Riggs.
Uh-huh.
Fairness.
Yeah.
We're both all over the place. And we look over, and Gibbons is staring at the clock, literally like he was stroked out.
Staring at me going, are you going to talk, bro?
Yeah,
and
he
I
was
like,
waiting,
bro,
I had a very emotional day yesterday, okay? A very emotional day.
A lot of people did. A lot of sports fans did for this
thing. Yeah, no, okay, serious. I got to stop. You made me laugh there, but this is not a funny topic.
I had to bring a little levity.
If you missed any of the Kobe Bryant stuff, the highlights are insane. So they had the memorial. Gibbons, you watched it from start to finish. She was texting Riggs and I, and we're like, we are busy. Like, I can't sit at home and watch the memorial right now. I don't even. And Gibbons would text us and be like, so and so's talking. This is great.
I'm at the pool, and in between laps, I'm looking at my phone. It keeps going off to Gibbons sending us updates, and I'm like, what the hell?
You needed to know because it was.
Thank you.
It was
the send
off.
Your updates, yes. But watching it and hearing it for myself was all the feels. Yeah. So let's just start with Vanessa Bryant. Get your tissues out, but this is her talking, just a snippet of her talking at the memorial. And by the way, she is suing over the crash. Now, a lawsuit has been filed. We'll get to that in a second. Play Vanessa at the memorial.
Everyone naturally gravitated towards them. They were funny, happy, silly, and they loved life. They were so full of joy and adventure. God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together. Babe, you take care of our Gigi. And I got Nani, Bibi, and Coco. We're still the best team. We love and miss you, Boo Boo and Gigi. May you both rest in peace and have fun in heaven until we meet again one day.
Oh, I got chills.
All the goosebumps.
And
you know, we talked about this, how when you go through grief and a death, you have to find a silver lining somewhere to be able to move on with your life. So
yeah,
I'm so happy for her. I think about losing a child and I can't even. I'm so happy for her that, and I know that sounds horrible, but that she can, you have peace in her mind going, they're together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Does that mean they're not alone? Like, yes. If my child was alone, you know what I mean?
Like, you lost just the child.
And I'd be like, oh, my God. Yeah. But to know, like, they're together. Okay, can we just go to the next clip of who is it now?
Michael Jordan.
This is Michael Jordan.
Go to Michael Jordan while I get a tissue.
By the way, before we play this, if you know the crying Jordan meme that goes around the internet or people spread around, you just have to have that for a frame of reference for what he's talking about here. Go ahead.
I took great pride as I got to know Kobe Bryant, and he was just trying to be a better person. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the Knicks. I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years. That is what Kobe Bryant does to me. I'm pretty sure Vanessa and his friends all can say the same thing. He knows how to get to you in a way that affects you personally. Even though if he's being a pain in the ass.
Now, I sent that clip to Gibbons, and he said that was a much-needed chuckle at a time.
Yeah,
that came
it
at a good point in the memorial service.
MJ is very...
And he was bald. Like, Michael Jordan had tears coming down his eyes. So it made sense. When he said the crying meme was funny.
He's very personal and very doesn't let himself out there that much. Like, they just had the NBA All-Star Game in Chicago, and MJ didn't make a public appearance. And when he showed up at the memorial bawling his eyes out, again, I sat on my couch all day just sobbing.
All right, let's go to Shaq now at the Kobe Memorial. This is the last clip.
And he was the last speaker of the whole
He was? Yep. Okay, thank you for filling me in on this. Okay.
Just know that we got your back, little brother. I'll look after things down here. I'll be sure to teach Natalia, Bianca, and Baby Capri all your moves. And I promise I will not teach them my free throw techniques.
Thank you.
I take comfort in the fact, as we speak, Kobe and Gigi are holding hands, walking to the nearest basketball court. Kobe will show her some new mama moves today, and Gigi soon matches him.
Man, so Shaq finished it. Jimmy Kimmel hosted it, right?
Yep.
Alicia Keys performed.
I was blown away by Jimmy Kimmel. Like, he was so good, and I didn't know they were that close.
Jimmy was so emotional and so genuine.
Yeah. So genuine.
It opened with Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
They had Christina Aguilera. Yep. Alicia Keys played Kobe and Gigi's favorite song, Beethoven's Symphonies.
Aww.
It was the greatest tribute.
Well, and she has now sued, by the way. She has officially filed, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's wife, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit over the crash for the helicopter company. So that is happening because they're liable.
I don't want to get into that now, but I don't understand why. filing a lawsuit because you lost your family
and it's somebody's responsible. This is what people. This is what happens when someone you.
But it was. I just, in my mind, I think it's a tragedy. It happened. It was unavoidable. What good does filing a lawsuit now get, other than if they just admit, yes, it was a horrible thing, the pilot shouldn't have done it, it could have been avoided? What does a lawsuit do at this point?
Maybe it's going to stop someone else from running into the side of a mountain. I mean, that's my thought on it.
Well, I know,
maybe
you're
going to hold people liable who aren't doing the right stuff.
But I mean, if you think that this helicopter company isn't scrambling right now to do everything they can to make sure
it
doesn't happen, of course I know that. The FAA knows that. The NTSB knows that.
Well, you're just made a whole bunch of assumptions about a company you know
nothing
about.
I'm not making assumptions. That's how the government operates with aircraft disasters. They go through a whole protocol when an aircraft disaster happens, and they make sure that that can't happen again. So
you're very passionate.
See,
yeah, man.
No, that's why I said wait for another
2 minutes ago. You said you're not going to get into it.
Like, chill out, bro. I was on the fields, and now Riggs is going off about FAA crap.
See?
Like, just relax for a second. I gotta be honest right now. Chill.
R.I.P. Kobe.
R.I.P. Mamba. Yes. R.I.P. Mamba Seeds. Okay.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
So I've called the police on people before, but I've never had to call the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, my.
And I think I need to enlist the FBI.
You had me at FBI.
FBI Allie. Do you remember when you got this title?
Yeah, because I'm a psychopath when it comes to the internet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll find you. So I found so many people. I've busted so many people out, dude. It's scary.
Well, I need you to find some dirt. Or good or bad. I don't know. I don't know anything about this guy, but my middle sister, Holly, is coming to visit this weekend. Now, Holly's come to visit before in the past and brought a boyfriend. I met the old boyfriend. He was fine. They've broken up. That's water under the bridge now.
Yeah. She's young. Uh-huh. Normal stuff in your 20s. Great.
She bounces back.
New dude, new year.
Yep.
She found a new dude. He's a firefighter. She's really happy with him.
He
just seems like a nice looking fella. I've seen him on Facebook. Not friends with him on Facebook yet.
He saves people's lives. And he's a firefighter.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So I figured that you would be the one person that I could go to, Allie. Because you're good at digging for the dirt and you're good at finding things on the internet. I know you're very
nosy.
And I don't, frankly, have the time to do that.
Write down
his
name.
And I know you enjoy doing it.
Write down his name.
I will write down his name.
You should pass it on a note.
Aren't you Facebook friends with my sister? You should know that. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Actually. Wait, which sister, Holly?
Holly, middle one. Holly.
I might not be friends with Holly. I don't know Holly that well.
So what are the keys to do? I'm wondering, where do you snoop first?
He doesn't even know his name. So this means I have to go to her Facebook, find the dude.
When I see a crime, I call the FBI. I tell them about the crime and they go on about their business, do their FBI stuff. I don't ask them how they do their jobs. I don't do their work for them. I don't do my work for the FBI. Here, I'll write down his name. His first name is J.R. And I'll write down his last name.
Where do you first? FBI Allie's busy over here.
Okay. But where would you think it would go first? Like Gibbons, would you go to Facebook first? Would you go to LinkedIn?
What'd you write down?
LinkedIn
I wrote down
first?
His last name. Well, give it to me.
I'm FBI Allie.
I know.
You can stay in your lane.
Hey, listen. I'm trying to help the cause here.
Move away. Move away from the computer.
FBI Allie's problem is she can't multitask.
Stay in your lane.
She's trying to Google things right now about my sister's boyfriend.
I got enough. I got his name. I'm good.
I think that he's probably going to be a good guy. Like, you know, and he's going to be on his best behavior to try and impress the big brother when he comes to visit. You know that's going to happen, right?
Or
he's going to try to kiss my ass.
Found him on LinkedIn already. Let's start. God, keep talking.
He's
going
to try to kiss my ass, right?
I think, what if he tries to, like, because this is Wisconsin, he knows that, like, we party hardy here. What if he tries to, like, out-drink you and tries to, like, out-dude you?
Why do I want somebody that's an alcoholic dating my sister? Somebody with such heavy drinking problems.
Says a guy who's wasted at a congenital heart disease event on Friday. You're one to talk, bro.
Listen here. That's water under the bridge. We've apologized. We moved on.
Your friends are here to remind you of who you are.
This is not about me. This is about my sister's boyfriend. Da, da, da.
All right. Okay. So far, he is a firefighter and a baseball coach. You know, now I'm getting suspicious because he's almost too perfect.
Coach.
That's what he has on LinkedIn. So give me a minute because now I think he's trying too hard. So I mean, you wrote those two things.
His Facebook profile photo. He looks like Ryan Braun kind of, and he's in like a baseball looking jersey. He kind of has a Ryan Braun vibe to him.
Should I just put a picture of my sister with him and have people make judgments?
Randall. RJ is a Randall. I'll be back. This guy's 100. Never mind.
It's a different
Never
random.
Mind. Wrong guy.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I've got the FBI on the case.
So good at this, aren't I?
Better turn up something good.
Seriously.
I'm coming.
Or something really bad.
See, I got the you got the FBI Allie on the case. You're good. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's Kiss FM. If you just missed it, I have called the FBI. The FBI alley, that is.
Yeah.
I'm here.
To do a little bit of research on my sister's boyfriend.
You can film me. I just don't want his name on the internet because I full on have his name on my computer.
Yeah. FBI. Okay. But I want to know, have you presented some facts now? Do you have some information on this guy, some dirt? Other than the fact that I know his name, I know his last name. Mm-hmm. He's dating my sister. I know he went to Purdue, and he's a firefighter.
Okay, well,
That's it. Indianapolis right. Firefighter. Go ahead.
I have had how many minutes to do my research?
Like about five and a half, six minutes,
okay,
yes.
So here's some stuff I'd like you to know about your sister's new boyfriend.
Okay, please.
RJ is Randall.
Okay.
He is a Randall.
Okay.
His middle name is Allen.
Okay.
Randall Allen.
Okay.
If you need to know.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He has played baseball since he was four.
Okay.
He can play three instruments.
Does it say what instruments?
It does not.
Chance? Okay.
He said one of his favorite hobbies is to walk around while singing. And singing is his favorite thing in the whole world.
Singing is his favorite thing in the world?
Yep.
All right.
He said he plays baseball, basketball, golf, volleyball, and hockey.
Now, plays or
we got a problem. We got a problem. I found a problem.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what is it? What is it?
All of his sports teams that he loves are in Chicago.
Oh, God,
no. Oh, he is a Chicago guy. I forgot about that.
He's got to go.
Okay.
He's got to go. Well, we found the problem.
Good luck.
He wants to live in Chicago. That's his goal. I mean, you're welcome, by the way. This guy, does he know his Facebook is wide open?
Bro.
And I'm reading 25 facts he wrote.
Holly.
I found the ringer.
Oh no. Not only is he from Illinois, there's another ringer.
Oh no.
It's bad.
I'm already gonna judge this guy when he walks in my house this weekend. What is the other thing you found out about my sister's boyfriend? No,
I'm
look, tell me. Tell me. I called the FBI, I want all the dirt.
True.
Give me the full report.
True.
Give me the full classified document. The full thing.
Sweet dessert food that Riggs
hates. Oh no.
What is it?
Oh, no.
I'm getting nervous. What
Don't tell me this guy likes brownies.
Just
don't tell
shut
me this guy
right
likes
now.
Brownies.
Riggs hates brownies.
Riggs
and this
shut
guy
your mouth
wrote
right now.
In all caps.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pass
Riggs,
out.
It's going to be okay. Just let me. He wrote, I can make brownies with 3 exclamation points and a big smiley face.
Oh, my God. Oh my.
He loves brownies and Riggs hates him. That's it.
Okay, hold on.
I found the ringer.
Well, as long as he doesn't make any and bring them to me, I think we'll be okay. But yeah, that's a big mark.
Oh, I can't believe.
Yeah.
First you said he was a fib, now he's a brownie guy. All right.
He also wrote though in these facts about himself. I haven't been on a real vacation my whole life. That actually really worries me more than the brownies.
Right.
Have you lived your life?
Yeah. Especially being a firefighter. I mean, those guys work 24-hour shifts.
You want someone who's a little more worldly? No. You don't want to be the same day. Town because you said your sister falls in love so quick.
He's also very young, much like my sister. So they're in their mid-20s, so he hasn't had a chance to travel a lot yet in his defense
of
that.
And he wrote this in 2009, which was 11 years ago.
Oh my God, you didn't point any of that out.
You didn't say that.
Oh.
JR, come on, man.
He was in high school when he wrote these.
Oh my God. Unbelievable.
Did I find out that he likes brownies or not?
You did, and you found out he was a fib, so he's already got stuff working against him.
I think he's okay, actually.
He's got an uphill battle with me, the big brother.
Jeez Louise.
You gotta impress the big brother, right?
100%, man.
You wouldn't date my sister, you gotta get through the big brother. It's the rules. I don't make the rules, I just play by them. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Dude.
Sorry, Gibbons.
My mom straight dissed me to my face yesterday.
Well, that's what moms do. We keep you in line.
Oh, no, this was like a personal insult, okay? Because I'm dropping hints and I'm trying to like bond, and she was pretty much like, no.
She told me, by the way, Riggs, when she babysat for me on Friday night, thank God she stepped up and did, because my kids loved her and had the time of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mama G, when I got home, we were chit-chatting like girls do, and she said, you know, sometimes I just want him to go away.
Well,
because they're living together. It didn't even occur to me. She's like, I just got to go in my room, and he was being a little bee. He was being a little brat. I said, go into your room. I'm going into mine.
Because when was the last time you had an extended period of time with your mother like this?
The last time I spent more than 7 days with my mother was 7 years ago.
Right.
And you're both know each other well enough that you will not be afraid to tell them when you're mad, which then causes more fights.
Yeah.
But
the honeymoon period is coming to an end.
Dude.
What happened? What'd she do? Yeah.
Allie, and you're involved too. You're involved in this.
I always get involved without trying to be.
Yeah. We're watching, me and my mom, Mama G, are watching the Kobe Bryant Memorial yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're both huge Kobe fans. We're from Philly. We've known Kobe since he was 16 years old.
I forget
old.
He's from Philly.
Yeah. So we're watching old Philly highlights.
He's
we're
like a Laker to me.
We both get emotional throughout the thing, right? And then what we do is when we get emotional, we try to make jokes to break some levity, right?
Sure.
So my mom and I are literally in tears, arm in arm. And she turns to me and she goes, Ryan, I've been thinking about going to a singles night. And I go, Mom, I too. And we're literally arm in arm, like, I too, Mom, have been thinking about going to a singles night. And that is when she looks me dead in the face and goes, do you think Allie would go with me to a singles night? And I went, you bitch, Allie. Because I swear to God, I'm like, me and my mom are going to bond and we can do a singles night. It'd be fun and exciting.
She doesn't want to look for schlong with you.
No. It would be something fun.
I would go hunting for women with my mom. You don't want your mom to be your wingman?
She knows I'm not single, right?
She got to go. You know,
she's met Pottery Guy.
She would be a great wing woman regardless. And I'm the greatest wingman ever. And I got pissed. I got upset.
No, but I'm a chick, so I would help her more.
She totally would.
And men would actually turn and listen when I speak because I'm a chick only alone. Whereas if you went up to them, they'd be. Nobody wants somebody's son.
Yeah,
to
I was going
to
say, no
that's
offense,
your
bro.
Son? I'm not
but
dating
any
you. That's
dude,
weird.
Any dude going up to meet a woman and then she goes, this is my grown son. I live with him. All right, there's a turnoff right there.
Bring. I got your mom. I'll take her out.
Yeah.
She can find. Your mom's almost too good for most of them. She's funny. She's out there. Young as hell in her spirit.
So you really took it to heart that she didn't want to go out hunting for men with you.
Riggs.
Like you were expecting your mom to be like, let's go to singles night together.
Yes. Have the
Riggs, what are you talking about?
Riggs,
that's so weird.
We're arm in arm. We are bonding. We're weeping over the Mamba
it's
Kobe
your mother,
Bryant.
For Christ's sake.
Yes.
Wait,
it's a fun time out.
Do you want her to come with you to a singles night? Your mother?
There is no one I would rather have with me to vet these chicks to make sure that is the right one for a date than my mother, Mama G.
What's that intern?
Our intern canteen boy. His mouth just hit the floor. His jaw hit the floor.
That is disgusting.
See?
I would never want my mom to get a girl for me.
Kevin!
That is so awkward.
I'm not saying I want her to film a special tape we're going to make. I'm simply saying I would like my mother's input because she knows what is good for me. Yeah, that's like
I really like you, but here's my mom. She has to like you too.
And by the way, I live with my mom.
Hey, she lives with me, damn it. She lives with me.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
He gets very upset when you say that, Allie.
Well, I will totally
Mama G lives with Gibbons.
I'm down. I'll set up her Tinder.
Dead ass.
I met my guy on Tinder. I know tons of people who met on Tinder.
And would you maybe...
I'll help her out.
Okay, I'll let you wing woman for her because I kind of trust you.
I will not...
Kind of.
The thing is, I am the best because I will be so crazy with these guys.
That's true.
That she will have a hard time finding one because there's so few good ones.
You know what?
You really have to dig through the weeds, man. And I got this because she's going to be so drunk half the time. And I'm going to be digging through the weeds of men for her.
And the only one crazier and more out of control than me picking the dude for my mom
would be Allie.
You know what? I approve. I'm still insulted.
And I'm cynical. I think everyone's out to no good, so I would find her a good
She'll
one.
She'll look for the worst in everyone before she looks for the best. So.
Correct.
That's a fact.
Facts.
Right? Why do you think I put FBI Allie on the case with my sister's boyfriend, for Christ's sake?
See,
now I know everything bad about him.
Problem solved.
See?
And intern Kevin still thinks you need to get off the boob.
Shut up, Kev! Shut up, Kevin!
You live with your mom.
She lives with me,
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jesus.
Kick your butt, dude.
Triggered.
Piss me off.
Your mom?
Forrest Gump tickets coming up, speaking of mama. In a couple minutes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand. At 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
0.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. Ooh, what was that?
That was the end of the song, homie.
That was the end. Black
did he
Eyed
shout
Peas
at the end?
J Balvin, baby.
Did he say something at the end? I felt like I interrupted him.
I felt like I interrupted
Will I Am. The Black Eyed Peas. I apologize.
How
I was angry
rude.
At someone else and I ended up interrupting the Black Eyed Peas.
Well, that's because you ended up on an email chain you didn't want to be on, and we all know how email chains end up at work.
Amen to
show
that.
Show number 856 is in the books. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, you guys?
Yeah.
Somebody else go first so I know I'm taken.
I'll go first.
Go ahead. Okay. Who did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie thinks she found the luckiest gas station in the world, but she's actually...
Excuse me, let him finish.
But in actuality, she, Allie herself, is just the luckiest person on Earth.
Not true.
Oh.
I spilled a whole can of Diet Coke on my computer in my bag on the way to work and didn't realize till I got here. But I'm not the luckiest person.
When it comes to going to this certain gas station, you are. Tell me
why.
That's
right, because I was at the Speedway on Beloit and 43 in New Berlin where the guy won the million. How much did he win again?
$700 something million.
Whatever happened to that
guy? A crap load of money.
Who the hell knows? I ends up at that Speedway because it's by our work.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a Diet Coke and that was it. And there it was out. And so I waited for them to change it like you always do. And then I made it and I walked up and the guy said, it's on us today because you had to wait. And I went, this is the luckiest gas station in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of dollars and Diet Coke. I'm in.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Uh-huh.
I learned that Gibbons is upset that his mom doesn't want to go out dating with him.
Well, because that'd be weird.
She was saying she wants to go out speed dating, and he goes, yeah, I'll go with you. And she said, no, I don't want you to come with me, Ryan. I don't want you to come with me.
I'm single.
Yeah.
She wants Allie to go with her. Allie's got a boyfriend. My mom wants you to cheat on your man.
She doesn't want me to cheat on my man. She wants me to be her wing woman. And I'm the perfect person because I wouldn't cheat.
Hey, take
In
some...
Fact, I am the perfect person to go with her.
Hey,
I hate you. He's doing the poke the bear face right now.
Take some advice from the guy who's been
in trouble.
Some advice from the guy who's been married for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and find a wingman who's a single dude, not your mother. There you go, J-Mac.
I think it should be a chick.
Damn it!
What's that?
It should be a chick.
With him? No, I'm talking about with him. talking about Gibbons.
Allie will be Mama G's wingman.
Oh, I'm talking about you getting a date? I'm not worried about you getting a date.
You can be Mama G's wingman, Allie, and Gibbons, you find a dude to be her wingman. That's what I was saying. Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs... you switched it up today.
Oh, yeah. You were the FBI this morning.
That's right.
Investigator.
The FBI, Riggs found out his sister's coming to town. She's got a new boyfriend he hasn't met. And I said, give me his name and I will find him. And Riggs only gave me the initials JR and I still found him.
It took you 4 minutes to get everything about this guy, including his parents' credit score, for God's sake.
I found a list of 25 things about this guy.
We got his hobbies. We got his interests. He can play musical instruments. He's a firefighter, but he likes brownies. That's bad for me. As long as he doesn't make any brownies, we might get along.
FBI agent in 5 minutes could find out that he likes brownies and you don't for you.
I don't know.
Like, I really do might have a career here.
I'm telling you, man.
This radio thing didn't work
out,
man.
I could just read Facebook like I actually did, and that's how I found out.
Don't give away your secrets.
Catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. Show number 856 will be available shortly. Enjoy the day. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.